In the town of Nazarene, an angel has appeared to Mary and Joseph and told them of the birth of a child. And he shall be the son of God. And lo, Joseph said, "Hey, man, that's whatever, man." Because he knew that God controlled thunder and disease like cancer and herpes. So Joseph and Mary rode a donkey into the hills of Galilee to Bethlehem so she could give birth in a barn, because that makes sense to hippies who don't wash and think it's all right to lay in straw and sit next to goats. It ain't. And lo, the Son of God was born on that day, and the angels knew it was so, because the baby already looked godly with a long gray beard, which babies don't have. Also, the baby could probably shoot laser beams from his diaper. I'm not saying that happened, but lo, I'm not saying it didn't happen. But it probably happened. And his parents were killed by Voldemort, and he knew he had to go to wizard college.
Hey.
And they all joined a crazy race called a cannibal run.
This story is important, Shay.
I know.
So don't mess it up, okay?
I'm just setting the scene. I'm building the characters. And lo, far away in the east, the four wise men saw a new star shining high in the sky. What could it be? A UFO? Maybe it's just a weather balloon. Let me look at it, Charlie. Whoa! Why, it's Rudolph, the red-nosed...
Rudolph ain't in this story. Stop making up stuff.
Fine, I'll go back to your stupid, boring version that nobody cares about. And then the wise men came, bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, because the king of the Jews apparently was not registered anywhere. And they figured, we're going to give the baby spice to play with. Here, Jesus, why don't you suck on this paprika stick? Do you like ground cumin, baby? Well, let's use this in place of talc and rub it on your privates.
You're treading on some pretty thin ice, Shane.
I'm just saying, they're wise men. And I do not consider it wise to give spice to a baby.
I want me one of them easy-bake ovens where you can make real cupcakes.
As do I. But the magic baby was not to receive an easy-bake oven on that day. Not with Perplexo and the evil Dilutatrons planning their laser assault on Bethlehem.
Just tell the story like it's supposed to be told.
All right, we created Perplexo as a composite character to take the place of King Herod and David and Goliath and most of Santa's elves. I envision Perplexo as half man, half 18-wheeler semi-truck.
Wrap it up, Shake, because this is making me very angry.
But the baby's about to lock horns with Perplexo and the evil Dilutatrons. Were you not listening?
Wrap it up.
Fine. I will leave that for 'Twas the Night Before Jesus 2, Avenged the Revengeful. On the teaser poster, it's just going to say TTNBJ2ATR, because that's Hollywood style.
Shake!
Fine. And after Mary was done having the magic baby, Joseph got her to get up and cook for everyone, even the farm animals, because that's what women are supposed to do. And so this Christmas, I hope you choke on your spoon-fed baby mush story, because that's apparently what you crave, you stupid listener. So I took liberties. Excuse me, because I'm an artist delivering truth to your ears. You know what? You don't deserve my remake. Why don't you go to hell this Christmas?
And God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, right. Screw off.
Well, looks like Christmas is here again.
Yeah, guess we'll have to go shopping now.
I tell you what, if I hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one more time, I'm going to go up on a tower with a high-powered rifle.
As you sit by the fire, all the smells will perspire.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to take my nephew to the mall to see Santa Claus.
Wouldn't you just love to throttle the person that invented fruitcake?
like a ho ho ho. Boom shakalaka 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 like a ho ho ho.
Take a white marshmallow, put it on a coat hanger, put it on the fire. Some chocolate bars and some graham crackers, and then you splash it, and then you eat 100 of them and you vomit.
I'm still having nightmares about Burl Ives. Sometimes Christmas really frosts my eyes.
Thank you. don't know, say what? Skin drain in the area, blood, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, don't know,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll come up with this Christmas vibe for this tune, yeah? Check this one, blood.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows that it's Christmas time. Drink up your liquor and make way on time. Rudolph and Santa bringing presents tonight. Drop down the chimney out of everyone's sight. Sound it up, pump on the vibe, them a lick. We got the party rocking to the season music. Christmas, rocking in the atmosphere. Christmas, everybody rock out your cup.
Yeah, bring the Christmas tree. The season starts right here. Time to have fun with all the pain and problems. Let's be done. Get in the mood. You drink and eat no food. You know that Christmas time is here. Whoa.
Christmas rocking, everybody just bounce. Rock to Christmas up in your mouth. It's a Christmas rocking, everybody just bounce. Rock to Christmas up in your mouth. Christmas rocking, everybody just bounce. Rock to Christmas up in your mouth. It's a Christmas rocking, everybody just bounce. Rock to Christmas up in your mouth.
That's all there was the contents. I see that it's bulging with enough presents. Mary, Karen and the girl called Sue. If you've been good, there's a present for you. But don't forget the one born in the manger. He said to show love to every stranger. This is the time when hatred it must done. Forget all the crap, come rock everyone, come.
Yeah, bring the Christmas tree. The season starts right here. Time to have fun. With all the pain of problems, let's be done. Get in the mood.
But this year won't be the same.
Why?
We're giving Santa a brand new name. He's a rockin', a rollin' Santa Claus, and he's strictly on the beam. Now he drives a hot rod through the sky, doesn't want that reindeer team. He's a real cool Christmas cat because he's a rockin', rollin' Santa Claus. He's crazy crimson suit he's got, and his fur-lined blue suede shoes. Seen swinging down his chimney pot to a jangle jingle blues. Man, he really is the most because he's a rockin', rollin' Santa Claus. Oh, jingle and rock, jingle and roll, hang your stocking high. Jingle and rock, jingle and roll, Santa's rockin' by. Make your Christmas wish because he's a rockin', rollin' Santa Claus. Rock! Run, run! A rolling Santa Claus, he's strictly on the beam. Now he drives a hot rod through the sky, doesn't want that reindeer team. He's a real cool Christmas cat because he's a rockin', rollin' Santa Claus. Big crazy crimson suit he's got, and his fur-lined blue suede shoes. See him swinging down his chimney pop to a jangle jingle blues. Man, he really is the
most because
he's a rockin' rollin' Santa Claus. Oh, jingle and rock, jingle and roll,
hang your stocking high,
jingle and rock, jingle and roll,
Santa's rockin' by. Make your Christmas wish because
he's a rockin' rollin' Santa Claus. Jingle and rock, jingle and roll, rock, jingle, roll, jingle, rock and roll, Santa Claus.
Happy holidays, folks. This is Bob Christmas Hope live at the shopping mall, you know. I'm wearing a Christmas suit. I'm gonna ask a bunch of kids what the hell they want for Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell's your name?
Torten.
How old are you?
Four.
Four? Holy crap. I got pieces of turd older than you. All right, what the hell do you want for Christmas, huh?
I want, let me see.
Blue cheese. That's something else. Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
A dinosaur? How about Dick Clark, huh? Yeah, there's your T-Rex. Breaker Breaker 19, this is Bob, kid. Come in, tell me how old you are, you know.
What?
Hey, what's your name, kid?
Nelly.
What the hell do you want for Christmas?
I want,
What time is it?
Half.
Holy shit, what an outfit that is, huh? I ain't seen snot like that since General Eisenhower checked into the 777, you know.
You know what I want for Christmas?
No, I don't want to talk to that one. He's ugly. Can you hear me through the beard, kid? That's what Rob Halford said to me the other day. Is that something?
Yeah.
What's your name, kid?
Ben.
Hey, Hi, this is Bob.
No.
How about that Buddy Ebsen? Ow, don't poke me there.
Yeah.
Dolores! You, kid, with the drool on your head, what the hell you want for Christmas, huh? Is this thing working? Yeah, the mom with the ass. Come on over here, I got a question for you, kid. Hey, what's your name, kid?
Joshua.
Yeah, scoot over, kid. You're squishing one of my nuts, you know? How about that prostate? Is that something else? Yeah, it hurts. Now, tomorrow I'm going to the proctologist, you know? Yeah, he says he saw a Top Flight Z2 stuck up my ass. Hi, my name is Bob. What's your name?
Ivan.
What do you want for Hanukkah, kid?
Lego Rumble.
What's that?
Lego Rumble.
No, you're not going to get that, sorry.
Blue and pink.
No, Santa doesn't like you. When I say, what's that, what's that? What am I, what's that? Merry, what's that to you? What? What's that? What's your name, kid?
Aaron.
All right, I'm Santa Claus. What the hell do you want for Christmas?
Tow truck.
Yeah, tow truck, huh? Yeah, that's what they use in the Starsky and Hutch show to get David Soul out of the cocaine. Yeah, all I want for Christmas is a lawsuit, you know?
You're crazy.
Hey, kid, hop up on my lap and tell Bob Claus what you want for Christmas.
Baseball and basketball and soccer. Paul.
Yeah, this kid's diaper's wet. Dang it. Merry Christmas, everybody, from Bob Hope. And remember, be sure to ride with the Star of Bethlehem on the Texaco Road. Mall security, come over here, mall security. I got a corn dog in my face.
There'll be no crazy down on Bourbon Street. The second line is gonna lose the beat. They won't be having fun at Mardi Gras. And all the Cajuns gone to move to Arkansas. Yeah, the alligator's gone to fly. And it blooms a rain from the sky. And the poncho train will freeze, and we're all gonna skate. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, in New Orleans. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, yeah. There'll be no flavor to the beans and rice, and Mr. Emerald will forget the spice. Well, let me tell you about the odds of that. It's like trying to hold the mighty Mississippi back. Yeah, the alligator's gone to fly. And it blooms a rain from the sky. And the poncho train will freeze, and we're all gonna skate. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah. In New Orleans, the day it snows on Christmas, yeah, yeah. Don't take no skis down to the levee.
Don't take your sled down to Monkey Hill, no, no. Santa ain't bringing no snow this year, and he never will. The coffee won't have any chicory. The moss will fall right off the live oak tree. Chapatulas won't have one pothole, and the Saints will go marching to the Super Bowl. Yeah, the alligator's gone to fly, and the blooms will fall from the sky, and the poncho tan will freeze, and we're all gonna skate the day it snows on Christmas, yeah, in New Orleans. The day it snows on Christmas Day, I can't wait. The day it snows on Christmas, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Hi, babes. It's Sammy here with a little package for you. Because it's that time of year when that kind of a thing happens. I'm talking about that time when the leaves start telling you that somebody's coming with a whole satchel full of things for you. And you're filled with all of that spilkes because you don't know what the fat cat's going to lay on you. You know, when all the kids start hanging out at Toys R Us with their noses pressed against the windows, looking like so many starving orphans at a bakery. And I mean that. You know that time when old Bob Cratchit's going, "Give me a raise, babe," and Scroogey don't even know he's around, and little Tiny Tim's going, "They ain't nothing under the tree, Pops." Yeah. I'm talking about Christmas, by the way. Yeah. So we all got together, and it's our little We Are the World trip, man. Nothing like the big one, because all the good cats were there, you know. Kimmy Carnes and the cook and Kenny Rogers and Belafonte. Daylight came, and he wanted to go home, but he didn't. And standing next to him was a cat who went unsung, even though he did sing. I'm talking about the center of the whole thing from my point of view. And that, of course, was Mr. Dan Aykroyd. So we'd like to lay this little Xmas thing on you, man. And it's written by Mr. Mel Torme, but the publishing is owned by Mr. Paul McCartney. Which is bizarre, because then if you want to sing Hey Jude or Yesterday, that's owned by Michael J., so you don't know which gloved hand is getting greased, if you know what I mean. And I mean that. So we'd simply like to lay this little gift on you. And it's a gift that keeps giving. It's the Christmas song. Chestnuts roasting on that open fire, yeah. Jack Frost, who looks marvelous, he's nipping at your nose.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Hello once again, everyone. Yuletide carols are being sung by a choir as we speak right there.
And these folks, you know, they're dressed up like Eskimos. It's unbelievable.
Don't get me started with these Eskimos. Are they Hawaiians or Indians or what? Everybody knows. Some turkey, my friends. Some mistletoe. Some beverages by Hoffman. They all help, yeah. They all help to make that season bright. Willie?
Tiny Tots. With their eyes all aglow.
They'll find it very hard to sleep tonight, my darlings. Like Errol Flynn, he could not sleep, but when he woke up, he looked.
They know that Santa's on his way. Yeah.
He's loaded lots of toys and goodies, like matzahs by Stripes for the unleavened experience of a lifetime.
And every mother's child, my little darlings,
They're running around the house, crazy, going nuts, with their flap on their pajamas, with their little tush sticking out, looking up into the night to see if those reindeer really know how to fly. Great, reindeer gonna fly, they're gonna leave a Danish on my windshield from 100 feet. And so, we're offering this rather simple, pedantic phrase right here, Muhammad.
Yeah, Howie, this is to the kids, the future champions, from 1 to 92.
Thanks, champ. Although, it's been said, yeah, many times, many ways, have a cookin' St. Nick's Day, babes.
Have an unbelievable Christmas, huh?
Oh, have a nice Christmas, but don't forget to take the pins out of your new shirts when you try them on. Otherwise, it's very painful.
Oh, don't get me started on this whole Christmas thing. Just have a good time and leave me alone.
Have a nice Christmas. A veritable potpourri of fun and excitement right there, Muhammad.
Yeah, have the greatest Christmas of all time.
Have a great Christmas, my friend. Share it with Eddie Cantor, Buster Keaton, and Mae Bush. Darlings. And you know who you are. Have a great Christmas. And to my Jewish friends, have a very happy Hanukkah.
No, Nando, babe. That's Hanukkah. There's a hook in there. Whatever. What we're trying to say, folks, from us to you is simply...
Merry Christmas, everybody!
To you. You. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house there was peace, love, and togetherness. And I mean that, yeah.
We're closed!
It was the day before Christmas. We'd been on the road a long time, and we felt like two stout frogs traveling westward through Illinois or Iowa. On our way to some dumb show somewhere. We tried to tickle each other and give each other noogies and celebrate Christmas in our own way. The countryside looked like a dang Christmas card coming through our bug-filled windshield of our motorhome. Fine dusty snow was starting to whirl around. Dusty Snow is a country singer who likes to whirl around. He's pretty weird, and that's a whole other story. The interstate highway was just about deserted, except for the guy we just ran over. It began snowing harder. We needed a place to pull in for the night. But we hadn't seen anything open for quite a while. We started to get all upset and bang each other on the head. It was getting dark, and the wind was blowing the snow into pornographic shapes. We pulled off at the next exit, but there was no sign of life except this old dumpy barn. The barn had a sign over the door and lights were on inside, so we went in. Turned out to be a little grocery store and some antiques for sale in the back. The antiques were the mama and papa of the guy that owned the place. The owner took us into a little room where they kept boots and snow shovels. We plugged our electric line in and got out of there because he was acting pretty weird. We dragged our artificial out of the trunk, and Misty had it trimmed and on fire in about 10 minutes. We'd been on a long, hard tour, and we didn't have any presents for each other or even any clean underwear. We looked around at the antiques and picked out some goodies, but we didn't have any way to gift wrap them. They didn't even have any duct tape. Two or three at a time, some of the people from the town came into the store, stomping the snow off their shoes and the raccoons off their boots, and saying, "Merry Christmas, you idiot," to each other. Smiling friendly and laughing and acting really weird. They offered to take our gifts back to their homes and wrap them for us, and they never came back. We bought some eggnog and cookies in the little store and sat on the floor and had a little party. All by ourselves. In the morning we woke up to snow-covered cornfields and the snow-covered people standing out there frozen, and an old rusty plow was half buried in the snow. Rusty Plow was a country singer who likes to stand in the snow, but that's another story. It was a perfect Christmas. We don't even know the name of the town or the state it's in. It may be Argentina. We just like to think of it as our weird Christmas town.
some glue is what I could do with a little bit of glue in a shoe. Would make my dreams come true. Oh, I could use some worms for Christmas. All ooey and gooey and wet. Think of the squirms when Dad sees those worms in a dish of meatballs and spaghetti. And if you please, I want a hole for Christmas. Oh, you know, a hole that is deep as it's wide. When Mommy finds out what this swing's about, then I'll need a good place to hide.
Johnny Johnson wants an M16. Sister Susie wants an Uzi and a submachine. Kids are making wishes and wartime strategies, singing happy, happy birthday to the Prince of Peace. Buy war toys for Christmas, have a happy holiday. Santa traded in his red cap for a green beret. Deadly laser gun. Little Tommy asked his mommy for his own B1. Kids are dropping napalm on their Christmas trees, singing happy, happy birthday to the Prince of Peace. Buy war toys for Christmas, have a happy holiday. Santa knows the mistletoe's the line in every way. They play and have a very merry military day. We've all got our fingers crossed for another cold war frost. Sing it, oh by golly, let's be jolly, deck the holocaust. Darling Danny Simpson armed his own brigade, staged a coup and overthrew the Christmas Day parade. Kids are roasting chestnuts and burning effigies, singing happy, happy birthday to the Prince of Peace. Buy war toys for Christmas, have a happy holiday. Santa slayed his reindeer, now he flies the Enola Gay. Day. Have a very scary military
Well, it's a trap, okay? You're expecting some cute little Christmas song, and along comes this guy who wants to yak at you. I'm sorry, I'll keep it to a minimum. But good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and hello, and ho, 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 and all that stuff. Welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap, the second of three for the holiday, for Christmas, right? We do acknowledge other holidays, but mostly we're doing Christmas songs here, okay? We started with the Aquatine Hunger Force. They were part of the, I think they were part of the Adult Swim thing on Nickelodeon or Nick at Night or something like that. Check them out on YouTube. They're really kind of weird, but I kind of like them a lot. And that was, of course, the night before Christmas. They have an entire Christmas album. That's pretty weird, but fun. Christmas Griping after that from R.E.M., date and origin and purpose unknown, but there it was. King Diamond, No Presents for Christmas, one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. I'm getting a lot of my favorites out of the way today, because you deserve them. After that, Skindred, Jungle Bells, that was, yes, from Skindred. Rock and Roll and Santa Claus was Benny Lee and the Kentones, followed by Santa Bob. You know which Bob I'm talking about. I think that came from the Bob and Tom Christmas, one of the Bob and Tom Christmas things. I have a number of discs from them. They would sell them for charity or something like that, and somebody recognized me as a charity and sent them over, and I thank you very much for that. But that was Santa Bob, another one of my all-time favorites. The Day It Snows on Christmas was Alan Toussaint, the late, great, recently departed. I admire him because he got to go the way he loved doing things. And there you go. Billy Crystal after that, the Christmas song from his Saturday Night Live days. I'm guessing probably early 90s maybe. Doing his thing there. Jack Blanchard, The Weird Little Christmas. Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan had a huge hit with the Tennessee Birdwalk. Jack Blanchard does a number of things kind of like this. Good to know. Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop after that. Some Things for Christmas. And then Buy War Toys for Christmas from Roy Zimmerman. A new favorite here at KBC Radio. So that brings us to where we are now, which is getting ready for part two. I want to remind you that there'll be another one of these things tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be posting my... my Christmas CD, my annual Christmas CD online. You can find it at the same place you found this. Back in a few.
He's undoubtedly one of the biggest stars in the world.
I can't walk down any street in the world without being recognized. More people impersonate me than Elvis.
Though he's loved the world over, the pressures of his magical once-a-year appearances have led to tabloid scandals, marriage troubles, and a legendary weight problem.
My health is shot. Look at this body. I haven't seen my dick in 107 years.
Tonight, we look at the often unhappy man who ironically has brought so much happiness to so many. Santa Claus, behind the magic. Kris Kringle, Saint Nick, Father Christmas, whatever he's called from country to country, the man known simply as Santa Claus has become the very embodiment of the spirit of Christmas.
If I don't show up on December 24th, Christmas doesn't f***ing happen. And that's the truth.
In the early 1800s, Claus, a Dutch immigrant, arrived and settled like so many other new American citizens with nothing but his toolbox, a dream, and a lovely new wife that he had met on the boat from his homeland. A woman now known to young and old alike as Mrs. Claus.
Those were very special times. We were a two-man operation. Santa would make wooden toy monkeys and I would bake cookies. That was it. If you were good, you got a monkey and a cookie. Bad, a lump of coal. We kept things simple.
When I look back, that's when things were the best. Nobody knew who I was. I'd get in, dump a monkey, get out. Nobody ever saw me. I only had like 32 kids on the good-bad list. I didn't even have to check it twice. Then came that f***ing newspaper article.
The article was an editorial published in the New York Sun in 1897. And in that newspaper, the editor, Francis P. Church, confirmed the rampant rumors that, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
That was it. I was screwed. People finally knew I was for real, and everybody wanted their piece of me. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Ugh, people would assault me in the grocery store. Tell your husband my kid needs a doll that pees. And I'm just trying to buy toilet paper.
I had to hire help to deal with the increased f***ing workload. And we weren't making any money on this Christmas deal, believe me. So all we could afford to hire was midgets.
I was the first one hired. Santa Claus says to me, if anybody asks, tell him you're a magical elf. I was like, sure, whatever. I didn't give a f***. I needed the gig.
Soon, Santa Mania, as it was now being called, spread like wildfire around the entire globe. Claus now had to visit every single child in the world in one night. Even worse was the terrible toll that the pressures and long work hours were taking on the Claus's once rock-solid marriage.
It got to the point where we barely spent any time together anymore. He had gained about 100 pounds over the last century or so, and you know, when a man's that size, the sex is, well, you can imagine.
I blame a lot of it on my cookie habit. Every year, house after house, those kids would put out those damn cookies. I was hooked. I remember one night, over Paris, I passed out in the sleigh from all the sugar. And when I woke up, I looked down and there were melted chocolate chips in my pants. At least, that's what I hoped that was.
Mounting tensions were straining the fabric of the Claus's marriage. And finally, in the early 1980s, the fabric ripped.
She denies it to this day, but I think she was f***ing one of the elves behind my back.
I never had sex with Mrs. C.
We couldn't stand to be around each other anymore. So I threw some stuff in the sleigh, I hitched up Rudolph, and I took off for someplace warm to get my head together.
And that place was California. In the summer of 1985, Santa and Rudolph ended up staying in the Malibu beach house of his good friend Scott Baio. And it was that same summer that Claus began his now infamous affair with adult film star Ginger Lynn.
I met Santa at a party at Corey Feldman's place. He had brought me this really cool Easy Bake Oven when I was 10, and I wanted to thank him.
The couple soon ended up on the covers of tabloid newspapers all over the world, which did little to help Santa's failing marriage. But eventually, it was Santa's addiction that would once again come between the famous gift giver and a woman he loved.
Now, this was the 80s, and I was hanging around some serious partiers, but I've never seen anything like Santa's habit. Oreos, Nutter Butters, Chips Ahoy, it kept getting worse. Finally, I told him he had to make a choice. Cookies or me? He chose the cookies.
And so, in September of 1985, a heartbroken Santa packed up and flew home to the North Pole. Depressed, exhausted, and fatter than ever. Little did he know things were about to get even worse. When we return, the unionized elves vote to strike. And later, millions of enraged parents demand that Santa take back the Furbies. When Santa Claus, Behind the Magic, continues.
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, could I please have a Busy Brenda mystery action vacuum cleaner doll?
No, honey. Sorry.
Could I have a battery-operated dog family?
No.
Could I have Flexi the pocket monkey?
No, you may not have Flexi the pocket monkey.
Mr. Santa, could I have a Ready Ranger mobile field
helicopter? Oh, I'd have to go all the way out to Corvettes to get that. Forget it. What else?
Could I get just a little tiny Nerf ball?
No Nerf ball.
Could I get a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Oh, a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Yeah.
Well, no. Ha! What else?
Fluffy,
you want a Fluffy? No. The answer is no, you can't have it. Ha! You want a trap door? Whoa!
Mr. Santa!
That's one of Santa's little tricks.
Help me, Mr.
Surprise you pay for getting
Mr.
on Santa's lap. You give you the trap door.
Mr. Santa, Barbie was going to go to
Are
Malibu.
Are you sure about Malibu?
She needs a tan.
Oh, like I'm tan from the sun?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Santa from Trapdoor, Wisconsin. Oh, there you go on the floor again. Come on up.
Santa.
It's the old trapdoor bit, baby. The oldest one in
Mr.
the book.
Mr. Santa.
You fell for
can
it.
Can I get a sad sack pearl doll?
Oh, a sad sack pearl doll. Isn't that precious? No, you may not. Ha! What else don't you want? or want to have and can't have.
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, I was hoping I would get some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Is that what you want, kitten?
Play-Doh. And
I want enough to build my parents a house in the country.
Enough to build your parents a house in the country?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, since that is an awful lot of Play-Doh, I'll just say no.
No, Mr. Santa, could I...
No, you got it? Well, you can't have the Play-Doh.
Mr. Santa, please,
When are you going to quit?
Shh, Mr. Santa, I don't have much time.
Santa's getting riled. Don't push Santa. He gets ugly.
Mr. Santa, I would like to get a magic slate.
A magic slate?
Yes.
Oh, so you could do magic with it.
Well, you draw
it. Draw on it and then erase it right away, right?
Right.
So then there's nothing left. Well, tell you what, we'll eliminate the middleman. And I'll give you nothing.
Ha! I was hoping that maybe...
You were hoping. What else were you hoping for,
I wanted
brainless brat?
To get the art masterpieces game.
Stick it in your ear. No art masterpieces for you, Christmas time.
I won't be getting that?
Nope. Don't bother to look in the stocking, because it ain't going to be there.
But, Mr. Santa, what about a set of Pez?
Pez.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a rather small request, just to, you know...
It only doesn't cost very much.
Piece of Pez. Heck, you can get them free lots of times.
Well, could I...
You want Pez?
Yeah.
You can't have it! Ha! I love it! You're not getting it. And that's wacky old Santa at it again. Ha!
Don't go to Markham's department store. The Santa is a fraud.
A fraud? Realistic is a little bit more like it. Thank you.
Santa gets me under the mistletoe. Tasted like eggnog and it was gross. Said he was lonely and it had been a while. The elves were frantic when they see the look in mine. He sat me down and went on and on. Wouldn't shut up about how Mrs. Claus had gone. He said the plumber must have something right. He fixed the pipes and she made it back on through the night. Mistletoe. I kept on wondering how far this would go. We talked and drank until it was light. Then the bartender kicked us out cause we got into a fight. But I kept thinking of the swag for free. Besides the oldies and needs of company. What I've been broke this year, it wouldn't be so bad. I hate to admit it.
From all Daleks.
the Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chrome-inflated head and take him in to say hi to Mum and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you.
I wish to be your friend. Please may I have some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek, and if I make him happy, he will stay. Just go and twinkle his eye, and then my little Dalek will say, Merry Christmas!
Christmas tree!
Happy Christmas!
Mistletoe!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you! Merry Christmas!
I love you!
Happy Christmas!
You love me!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas.
More love for
me. Merry Christmas.
More custard.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas. You've been gone. A man's loving touch, but you're coming home. You'll be back Christmas Day. Lying under the tree is where you'll find me, and here's what I'll say. Open me first, or honey, I'll burst. I'll have on just a bow, so darling, you'll know to open me first. You're a truck-driving man, riding out on the road, but you always come back when you've got a full load. Now you're coming home. You'll be back Christmas Day. Though I'm not one begged, take to my legs is a note that will say, open me first, kiss me where it hurts. I'll spread Christmas cheer, so darling, come here and open me. When you pulled out your rig, I sat here and cried, knowing that I'd be so empty inside. Come in a box, so open me first. pain just drives me insane. Open me first. Merry Christmas, honey.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. You know it's not cool to kill on Christmas. But if you must, make it the guy who sings that Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer song. Thanks, and have a happy holiday.
This holiday season on NBC, Donald Trump returns with a very special Yuletide event. 8 flying reindeer, all of them gifted, ambitious, and committed to be the best. But only one of them will be the Christmas Apprentice.
Thank you all for joining me here in the boardroom. Now, last night was Christmas Eve. You all had a project to complete, to transport and distribute toys to all the good little children of the world. Blitzen, you were the project manager. How do you think it went? Oh, really? Well, if it turned out so well, how do you explain that little Pedro Jimenez in Guadalajara is waking up this morning with no Hello Kitty talking alarm clock under his tree? I don't care if it's gay. That's what he asked for. Santa makes those decisions, not you. Plus, you all had only one night to make all the deliveries, and your team was 18 minutes behind schedule by the time you left Tanzania. Blitzen, you were in charge of the travel itinerary. What happened? No, I never have tried to work with Prancer's smelly ass in my face, but that was part of the job, and you should have factored that in. I'm not really big on excuses, Blitzen. If I was, I never would have become the greatest businessman in the history of all businesses that have ever existed in the history of historical business record-keeping. Now, gentlemen, the truth is that this year's delivery of Christmas toys has received the lowest customer service approval rating since the Cabbage Patch Kids disaster of the mid-1980s. And tonight, someone is going home as a result. Dasher, you're unusually quiet tonight. Do you have any idea why customer satisfaction might be so low this year? No idea, huh? Well, perhaps this complaint letter from Scotland might jog your memory. And I quote, "I had just settled down for a long winter's nap when up on the roof there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. And what to my wandering eyes should appear but Dasher taking a giant reindeer dump on my roof." Dasher, when people wake up Christmas morning, they want to find good surprises like sugar plums and Chia Pets, not frozen reindeer turds on their roof. Dasher, you've made this very easy. You're fired.
The Christmas Apprentice, Thursday nights at 9 on NBC.
Mom's cooking the turkey dinner. Dad is chopping down the old Christmas tree. Sis is wrapping her last-minute gifts. And Grandpa is asleep on the couch. Outside, carolers regale us with holiday songs. Yes, it's Christmas in the U.S. of A. But have you ever wondered how Christmas is celebrated in other parts of the world? Come with us on an exciting journey to the far corners of the earth and see different peoples and different customs as we travel round the world and back again to see an international Christmas.
The Christmas Cassette is proud to present an international Christmas. This part of an international Christmas is being brought to you by Mobil Oil Corporation. From all of us at Mobil to all of you, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And by the Tobacco Institute, who reminds you to take a close look at both sides of the issue. And by NCPAC, the National Conservative Political Action Committee, out to get senators and congressmen in your area. And your National Christmas is supported by funds raised by the National Xenophobe Society, Incorporated, as part of its efforts to educate the general public about the customs of foreigners to foster a better understanding of other nations around the world.
On a small hillside near Athens, Kanchos Digavros and his two brothers, Rodios and Chirios, gather ragweed as a gift for Uncle Yuletide, the Greek equivalent of Santa Claus. Greek traditions claim that this fabulous person has wonderful gifts and toys stuffed up his nose, and you can be sure that these three want some Christmastime presents sneezed their way. The gathered ragweed is stuffed into a goatskin. all the more difficult since the goat must still be alive, and placed with love into the alley near the tiny hut. While the children sleep, Uncle Yuletide, who flies through the air in a giant pita bread drawn by six giant pigs, lands in the alley and begins sneezing uncontrollably. Just showering gifts everywhere. And then, his job done, it's back to Secaucus, New Jersey, where he owns a diner. When Conchos, Chirios, and Rodios awaken the next morning, it's the merriest of Christmases. What's that they're saying? Well, it's all Greek to me. Our next stop, mysterious Tibet. Still largely unexplored, uncharted, unknown. Here, strange rituals, totally foreign to Western minds, inexplicable and mysterious, transpire. Our cameras managed to capture a rare and never-before-seen holiday celebration, and we present it here for the first time, exactly as it happened.
Thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has granted us life, sustained us, and helped us to celebrate this joyful bar mitzvah.
Our next stop in the mysterious Far East, tiny Semi-Amnesia, the only island in the world that is totally landlocked. With such incredible isolation, Christmas time traditions have arisen, totally unlike those to be found anywhere. Although these natives are practicing Buddhists, they remain Christian until they get good at it. Paddling out to sea in their hollowed-out guava canoes, the Semi-Amnesians leave all their children standing on the beach. When they return, 12 days later, the holiday season is over, and gift-giving has once again been totally avoided. The children, for their part, run amok while their parents are gone, setting fire to most of the flammable items within the village and contaminating the wells in a most unspeakable manner. Yes, folks who dream of a tropical paradise have never tasted the water on Semi-Amnesia. The tiny village of Nuwambe Ontango, population 22. In the jungles of Africa, Christmas seems light years away. Native drums carry the message of the holidays, and once again we are reminded that the holiday spirit is not confined to one people or one country, but is truly universal.
You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not go out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out if you've been naughty or nice. So you better not pout. You better not derail commuter trains. You better not drive fast over the bump in the parking lot. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, you better not pass bum checks. You better not sell drugs to kids' schoolyard. You better not return merchandise that you made defective yourself. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is making a list. Oh, you better not send in for magazine subscriptions for your friends that they don't want. Oh, you better not steal cookies from packages in the cookie aisle at the supermarket. You better not throw bombs and hijack airplanes. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is, he's coming to town. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're asleep. Santa knows when you've been sleeping. So you better go to sleep. So you better not go hold up any liquor stores. You better not do any art forgeries. You better not indulge in any acts of political terrorism. And I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is gonna be pissed off at you. He's making a list. He's checking it a lot. He's gonna find out if you've been doing heroin or pot. Santa Claus is checking his list. He's gonna find out if you better not say any dirty words on the radio. You better not say nasty things about the President of the United States. You better send Christmas cards to everybody that you know, and I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus wants you to do all these things. Well, you better not be cruel to animals. You better not be nasty to people. You better obey speed limits and always signal before you make your turn. And I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's making a list. He's making a list. He's making a list. Santa Claus is making a list. So you better read all the books on the required reading list in that class. You better do your laundry pretty often so you don't go around wearing dirty clothes. You better tip the waitress substantially, and I'm telling you why. Santa Claus knows exactly what the hell you've been doing this year. And that's not all. Oh, you better not eat too much red meat. You better not buy record albums with violent lyrics debasing women. You better give to the United Way. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus knows what you should be doing, and he won't bring you any presents if you don't do them. Santa Claus is the ultimate judge of good and evil. And if you want him to bring you the things that you got on your Christmas want list, you greedy little bastard, well then, you just better watch your step this year. This message has been created by Doyle Dane Birnbach on behalf of the St. Nicholas of the Pole.
Hey, John Stewart here. As a close friend and fan of the Hansen family, I've been receiving their holiday newsletter for many years now. Each December, I look forward to opening the mailbox and finding Mom Hansen's annual update on the goings-on of my very favorite young little rock Muppets. I didn't get one last year, but, all right. I guess I'm back on the mailing list here, because I think I got one right here. Let's see. Oh, here it is. It's, it's the annual Hansen family Christmas newsletter. This is nice. To whom it may concern. Ho, ho, ho. Zach has herpes. There. Happy now? You try controlling an 11-year-old millionaire with a hard-on for strippers. And for those of you wondering about last year's newsletter, there wasn't one. If you must know, I was at a retreat in Hazelden, Minnesota, and they didn't allow pens or pencils or any other sharp implements for that matter. It's been quite a ride. I sit here alone in my hotel suite, pen in one hand, bottle of Glenlivet in the other, a gun at my feet, darkness all around me. First of all, to all you nosy parkers in the crowd, I did not embezzle money from my family. I don't give a rat's ass what the judge says. I am their manager. Co-manager. Was their co-manager. I had every right to that money. I gave birth to those boys. What did Gary do? His 3 minutes of dirty business? Foreplay, please. Whispering the Bible says be fruitful and multiply before ejaculating and passing out isn't foreplay. 7 times I allowed that man to sully me. 7 times. I'm tired, so very tired. Someone had to have some fiscal responsibility. Christ! Do you know what Taylor and Isaac did on their big Africa tour? Sat in a hotel restaurant ordering lasagna made from $1,000 bills and white tiger's blood. Oh, not all the time, of course, no. Sometimes they would lock themselves in their hotel rooms doing what looked and tasted like high-grade Brazilian heroin. Where was their father, you might ask? Oh, I don't know. Maybe shacked up in some backwater Indonesian sake bar. Maybe it's just me, but I still believe in a thing called statutory rape laws. You think I'm bitter? You think I'm beaten? You think I might take the pills I have in my hand, wash them down with scotch, and glide off into a world of euphoria where all my pain will cease? Ha! No, this old girl has some fight in her yet. Believe it. I know things. Things that would be worth a lot of money if they got out. And not the usual bullshit. The tailor is f***ing Naomi Campbell shit. I could put a lot of people in jail. You think I'm bluffing? Try me. I dare you. I miss my angels. I just want to talk to them. I could f***ing kill Gary with my bare hands and not blink. I could stare into his eyes as he begged for my mercy and forgiveness, and I could snuff out his life and then go back to my lunch as though nothing happened. I miss them so much. Do they care? Of course not. Hey, some crude garage mix of the little bastards rehearsing Christmas music just went to number one on the holiday charts. Think Kenny G is choking on his own c*** over that one? I believe these tiny ingrates, who I gave life to, could sing into a bag of their own sh*** and 10 million girls whose life ambition is to someday get breast implants would spend their hard-earned abortion money just to cradle it in their arms. But hey, it was a great run, huh? Better to burn out than to fade away. What do I care? I still have more money than any of you will ever have in a lifetime of being paid by the government not to grow corn. Merry f***ing Christmas. God is dead. Eileen Hansen. Wow, that's really nice. I wonder if I'm going to get one next year. Remind me to send them a fruit basket.
Christmas is on me. New Year's will follow soon. Christmas is on me. New Year's will follow soon. My Sandy has quit me. That's why you hear me croon. I hung up my stocking and I went straight to bed. I hung up my stocking and I went straight to bed. But when I woke up Christmas morning, thought I had an aching head. I won't eat no turkey, 'cause I ain't got a cent. I won't eat no turkey, because I ain't got a cent. The landlord will put me out if I don't pay my rent. New Year's, please tell me, what kind of love will you bring? New Year's, please tell me, what kind of love will you bring? If I can't make it, my body sure will swing. Christmas is on me, and I'm all alone. Christmas is on me, yeah, I am all alone. Oh, will some Sammy help me and hear my lonesome moan? Christmas is on me. People, how can I refuse? Christmas is on me. Lord, how can I refuse? If I don't get it by Christmas, I'll have a New Year's blues.
Yeah, you're right, it's a trap. You're learning. But it is different music than you heard before. Maybe it sounds the same, but it's not. Okay. Trust me, I'm a professional. We started that set with Santa Claus Behind the Magic. I'm not sure who did that. Perfect, I have no idea. Okay. But that was it. Behind the scenes look at the man, the myth, and the legend. Evil Santa after that from Bill Murray and Gilda Radner, going back to the National Lampoon Radio Hour days before Saturday Night Live. The Dance Hall Crashers, another one of my favorites. I did it for the toys. Okay. I'm going to spend my Christmas with a Dalek. Was the Go-Go's. Not the Janie Wheatland Go-Go's, but the Go-Go's from 1966 or so, I think. I don't have an exact date, but that's who they are, the Go-Go's. And they're obviously English. Tammy Why Not, after that, Open Me First, a song that needs no explanation. And I'm sorry about that. Christmas Apprentice from a guy calling himself Donald Trump. Don't know who that came from either. But there's a warning there somewhere, okay? International Christmas was Don Brockway. Don is, I think he's from Long Island. A friend of FMU many years back. And I think he sent me that himself. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember what I did last week. It's a long story. You Better Watch Out was our old pal Irwin. Irwin did this on a tape recorder with dying batteries so that when played back, it would make his voice sound faster. And I don't think anything Irwin has done before or since has been as popular as this. And that goes for me, too. I've never had anything on a show or a disc or anywhere that caused quite as much of a stir as old pal Irwin, and you better watch out. All right, just so you know, these things happen. John Stewart introducing the Hanson Family Christmas, and then what Christmas means to me from those lovable little mop tops themselves, who are actually a better band than people give them credit for. All right, I'm going on record. You can sue me if you want, but there you go. Tampa Red bringing up the rear after that from 1934, the Christmas and New Year's Blues. All right, so remember, you're going to find the extra podcast tomorrow. It'll be dated the 23rd, just like this one's the 22nd. If you want, you can ask me for one. I will mail you one. You can just contact me, kbcradio@yahoo.com, and say, hey, could I get one of those? And I will send one. All right? Last time, somebody asked for one in April, and I didn't realize I didn't have any left, so I had to reconstruct the thing entirely. This is what I do for you guys. Coming up, two final ones. One of them is going to be back in 2017. And hopefully the other one won't. I'll see you next week.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two secret diaries.
And a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three possessed souls, two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
Diane, on the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four talking logs,
three possessed souls, two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five jelly donuts,
four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my sweetheart gave to me six fish in a percolator,
five jelly donuts,
four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven one-armed men,
six fish in a percolator,
five jelly donuts,
four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
Diane, on the eighth day of Christmas, I had a strange dream. Eight dancing midgets,
seven one-armed men,
six fish in a percolator,
five jelly donuts, sorry, oops,
four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine owls lurking,
eight dancing midgets,
seven one-armed men,
six fish in a percolator,
five jelly donuts,
four talking logs,
three possessed souls,
two secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 drooling Leos,
9 owls lurking,
8 dancing midgets,
7 one-armed men,
6 fish in a percolator,
5 jelly donuts,
4 talking logs,
3 possessed souls,
2 secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 cherry pies,
10 drooling Leos,
9 owls lurking,
8 dancing midgets,
7 one-armed men,
6 fish in a percolator,
5 jelly donuts,
4 talking logs,
3 possessed souls,
2 secret diaries,
and a body dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my sweetheart gave to me 12 cups of coffee.
11 cherry pies.
10 drooling Leos.
9 owls lurking.
8 dancing midgets.
7 one-armed men.
6 fish in a percolator.
5 dozen donuts. What?
4 talking logs.
3 possessed souls.
2 secret diaries.
And a body. Dead. Wrapped in plastic.
Amen. Amen.
Hey Annie, ik voel me goed.
Ik ook, Biert. Hoi!
En daar rijdt meneer Aard.
In zijn 78 in volle vaart.
Hij wuift naar ons en zegt...
Tot zo!
Let it snow. Hij won al heel wat zielen.
Als hij hier weer kwam dealen.
De eerste gram kreeg je altijd cadeau.
Let it snow. Whee!
Ja, het was op een grote vuif.
Maar het bleef niet bij de eerste keer.
Dus toen nam ik nog een snuif.
En al snel wilde ik meer. Whee! Je baalt nu als een stekker.
Maar je voelt je straks weer lekker.
En zo sterk als een leeuw.
Van de sneeuw.
Lekker het bed.
Ja, Annie. Ook op de oliebollen.
Hoi! In de pannenkoekenbed. Zo leuk.
Aard is een fijne vent.
Wel, zijn stuf is altijd 90%.
Dat is goed, dat merk je zo.
Let it snow. Whee!
De moraal van dit verhaal.
Snuiven doen we allemaal.
Dus wil je poedersuiker op je taart?
Kom bij aard.
Kom bij aard, my lord. Kom bij aard.